The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Not again!
Strangers with this kind of honesty make me go a big rubbery one.
You're not a eunuch, are you?
Requested function will require 2 hours to complete.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to What You Know Net Radio, a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
You seem somewhat familiar. Have I threatened you before?
Thank you, Sam. I'd like to talk a little bit about ATS for a moment. I believe that this site is one of the best websites out there today. I can't express enough praise for the way this particular site is organized, arranged, handled, moderated, and presented. Not only is AboveTopSecret.com a great online community for discussions and interactions, it's informative, insightful, and entertaining. If you're listening to this podcast via Podomatic, I urge you to stop by ATS today and check it out.
What? You have something on your nose. It looks a bit brown to me. Can we get on with the news, so that I won't have to put up with you all day long?
Not a problem, Sam. Let's get to it. In an article that I can assure you isn't porn. I swear, it isn't. Britain aims to be the first woman to solo both poles. Laid neatly on a deserted London office floor, in parallel lines designed to meet at the North Pole, 60 days worth of energy charge packages wait for Rosie Stancer. Each contains roughly 5,500 calories in various forms, including fudge from the Prince of Wales Highgrove Estate. Together, they are designed to fuel the diminutive 47-year-old Briton across land, ice, and through water in her epic bid to become the first woman to journey alone to both poles. Exploration runs in Stancer's bloodline. Her grandfather, Earl Granville, was scheduled to take part in Captain Scott's doomed 1910-1912 Antarctic expedition. But shortly before the party left, he received a wire informing him he was too tall to get into the tent and would also require too large share of the rations. Her husband's grandfather went on Ernest Shackleton's transatlantic expedition in 1914-1917. The physical challenge is almost unimaginable. Unlike Antarctic, a frozen landmass, the Arctic is a frozen sea, where ice breaks despite air temperatures of minus 40 degrees Celsius. Stancer will swim in a bright yellow suit which looks pitifully inadequate for the purpose. At night she will melt snow and ice for a reconstituted meal. Then there's the threat of polar bears, startled by an unexpected intruder in their desired habitat.
What? You should try this. You could be the first person with below average intelligence to visit both poles. I'm sure you can make it. Why not go today? I'm sure it's not that cold up there, you won't even need a jacket. Come on then, off you go.
And now onto more proof that Bush is completely clueless. Bush links terror war to U.S. independence war. Mount Vernon, Virginia. President George W. Bush linked the U.S.-led war on terrorism on Monday to the country's struggle for independence led by George Washington more than 200 years ago. Bush visited the snow-covered grounds where Washington lived and died, and which today is a popular tourist attraction. Joined by his wife Laura, with military honor guard wearing Revolutionary War uniforms, standing at attention, Bush laid a wreath at the tomb of the first American president on the President's Day holiday to mark Washington's birth 275 years ago. Standing before the Mount Vernon mansion and sharing the stage with an actor dressed as General George Washington, Bush said Washington's Revolutionary War leadership inspired generations of Americans to stand for freedom in their own time. Today we're fighting a new war to defend our liberty and our people and our way of life. And as we work to advance the cause of freedom around the world, we remember that the father of our country believed that the freedoms we secured in our revolutions were not meant for Americans alone, Bush said.
Happy birthday.
Hey,
Hey, believe this. This is Chris Robinson of the Black Crows, and I used to weigh 92 pounds. I was a cow, man. Then I got on the Slim Crash diet. Now I'm a deathly grim 48 pounds. It's great. The Slim Crash diet is so easy. I have a deep breath for breakfast, a deep breath for lunch, and a sensible Marlboro cigarette for dinner. The Slim Crash diet is fast, and look, no more shoving my fingers down my throat like they'd fit.
Slim Crash, the official diet of anorexic-looking rock bands like the Black Crows.
From the makers of the Keith Richards Nutra Heroin Diet, abuse as directed.
And now, why it's important to have friends. Mummified body found in front of blaring TV. New York. Police called to a Long Island man's house discovered the mummified remains of the resident, dead for more than a year, sitting in front of a blaring television set. The 70-year-old Hampton Bays, New York resident, identified as Vincenzo Ricardo, appeared to have died of natural causes. Police said Saturday his body was discovered Thursday when they were called to the house over a burst water pipe. You could see his face. He still had hair on his head. Newsday quoted morgue assistant Jeff Backus as saying, the home's low humidity had preserved the body. Officials could not explain why the electricity had not been turned off, considering Ricardo had not been heard from since December of 2005. Neighbors said that they had not seen Ricardo, who was diabetic and had been blind for years. They assumed that he was in a hospital or a long-term care facility.
Ah, foreshadowing your own departure there, what you know. Seriously, make some friends. I know you're as likable as a skunk mixed with a porcupine, but at least make one friend that would care at least a little if you passed on. I certainly cannot call for paramedics if you were to collapse, even if I were inclined to do so.
Well, that should just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. If you would like to give me a comment about the show, please feel free to call me at 206-202-5613. I would appreciate your support. Thank you once again for listening to What You Know Net Radio, and have a great night.
Get back.